Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 319. Today we are going to take up a part of the inner ear called cochlea. The sound waves reach the cochlea from the outer ear and auditory canal. It is a spiral-shaped cavity and is the actual sensory organ of hearing. The cochlea converts the sound waves into electrical impulses and transmits them to the brain through the auditory nerve for interpretation. The auditory nerve is also called vestibular cochlear nerve. It is divided into two branches. The cochlear division is responsible for hearing, and the other division, the vestibular branch, is concerned with balance and motion. What is important for our study today is that the cochlea originates from the ectoderm and therefore is controlled from the cerebral cortex. Now we come to the brain level control of the cochlea. It is in the post-sensory cortex, a part of the cerebral cortex. Since the cochlea is originated from the ectoderm and controlled from the cerebral cortex, there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organ. That means the cochlea in the right ear is controlled from the left cerebral cortex and the cochlea in the left ear is controlled from the right cortical hemisphere. Tomorrow we will be taking up the second part of the inner ear, that is the vestibular organ. Please note that inside the temporobasal part of the postsensory cortex, the cochlea shares the control relays of the vestibular organ. As always, the most important point in the study of the SBS of the cochlea is its biological conflict. It is a hearing conflict. The person experiences it as, "I don't want to hear this." It can be the barking of a dog, screaming of a child, noises from the construction site like jackhammers, chainsaws, generators, etc. Noises of the traffic like loud trucks, ambulance sirens, fire engines, police vehicles, etc. Noises from the neighborhood, noises of the lawn mowers, grass trimmers, loud and annoying music, the nagging voice of a person, or upsetting news when one says, "I can't believe what I just heard," etc. Triggering conflicts can often occur on the phone. Musicians may take the conflict by poor musical performance. There are individuals who are noise sensitive and at the same time suffer from ear-related distress. During conflict active phase, there is functional loss of the cochlear branch of the vestibulocochlear nerve. Result is called tinnitus. It is the perception of sounds in one or both ears without an external source. It can be a ringing, buzzing, humming, whistling, clicking, tingling, hissing, or roaring type. The frequency of which is decided by the hearing conflict. The biological purpose of the tinnitus is to give warning to the individual, like, "Last time you heard this, you were in danger. Watch out." Depending on the variety of hearing conflict, the tinnitus also varies in intensity. It can be mild, only noticeable in a quiet room, or loud with difficulty to hear external sounds. The tinnitus can be experienced as an engine noise, telephone rings, musical tune, recurring word or sentences. A tinnitus present all the time indicates that the conflict is resolved. The biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related determine the affected side. The brain relays of the inner ear are located under the control centers of the coronary arteries and coronary veins or cervix mucosa. You know that their biological conflicts are a male territorial loss conflict and a female sexual conflict. Therefore, the hearing conflict of the cochlea can have a territorial or a sexual aspect. Examples are voices of a predator or rival in the territory, arguing people in the house, a sexual abuser, hearing the parents having sex, hearing that one's sexual mate is unfaithful, etc. Once gender laterality and hormone status determine whether the conflict is experienced in a male or female fashion. The tinnitus can be a double sound tinnitus affecting both ears if the conflicts are associated with sounds and noises. It can be a hearing of voices if one or both conflicts are triggered by voices of person or persons. It is called a hearing constellation in GNM. But in conventional medicine, it is considered as a mental disorder called paranoid schizophrenia. In reality, hearing voices is a double tinnitus. Instead of noises, one hears voices. Voices of those that were heard when the original hearing conflict occurred. The severity of the auditory delusions is decided by the intensity of the hearing conflict. According to the discovery of Dr. Hammer, the Down syndrome is caused by a double hearing conflict experienced by the fetus within the first 3 months of pregnancy. It has got nothing to do with the trisomy 21 as claimed by the conventional medicine. During the healing phase, especially during the PCLA, the tinnitus decreases in volume. Edema in the inner ear causes hearing impairment or hearing loss in the affected ear. The epileptoid crisis expels the edema. The hearing ability slowly returns to normal if there are no conflict lapses. Such hearing conflicts can be triggered by a smell or odor of the messenger or the sight of acoustic track. With hanging conflicts and hanging healing, long-run deafness can result by wearing out of the inner ear tissues. Therefore, the resolution of the original conflict becomes very important. As a consequence of the hearing difficulties, like not being able to hear, one can develop self-devaluation conflicts affecting the small bones of the middle ear, causing permanent hearing loss. Friends, here we conclude our discussion on the SBS of the cochlear part of the inner ear. Tomorrow we will take up the second part, the vestibular organ. Until then, goodbye. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.